them, and they both reported again exactly the same thing, and that was, in essence, a newfound feeling of freedom. And she said this was altogether different than the usual relief of apprehension from having a surgical procedure performed.
Going to involve blood, you just don't want to go near.
That sounds reasonable to me. Yeah. If you had to give people advice who are interested in this, one piece of advice, what would it be?
Other than don't try this at home, which is not true, because everyone should try.
That's where it should be tried. if both parties are agreeing.
I think that a safe amount of power play is very fun and can be very healthy and very useful in any relationship. My only word of advice is that if you're going to be tackling something that involves potential to do harm, mm-hmm. and there is a great deal of potential to do harm, read up on it first. You know, mm-hmm. go on the net, look up safety. I mean, people that are doing this professionally are trained professionals, and it sounds redundant, but it's true. I mean, for God's sakes, don't use handcuffs. Handcuffs are one of the most unhealthy things you can do. They cause all kinds of nerve damage and tissue compression and shouldn't be on the market mm-hmm. at all, much less for a... for restraint in any sort of sexual way.
Change the line height, and I'll change the font and make it Verdana. Now I'll click to select one of my paragraphs of text, and then apply the style sheet, copy. And again, you can now see that the cascading mechanism has applied its rules.
Well, I think that a lot of people come through here and they think, well, you know, this training is fun, this is going to be great, we're going to get out in the sand and the surf and have a great time.
Comes in as a disruptive factor, perhaps.
I can't feel my face. I mean, I can touch it, but I can't feel it inside.
Seen that I've added a new embedded style sheet to this paragraph, and so therefore it has cancelled out all the rules previously being used.
straight in any sort of sexual way.
All right, Lewis, I know you're not a local boy, but you do astrology over the phone.
Not something that should be tried by amateurs. Is just, by all means, do try it, but try it intelligently.
You say you want my body. Well, fool, stand in line. What's mine is mine. Not that I ain't willing to share. Which parts did you have in mind? What you plan to do when you got lick, stick, stroke, poke, what? Hold, cause flesh is warm when it's cold, and the winter wolf wind howls. Taste, cause all that sex sweat running is fine on tongue, lingers on lip, even when I'm gone and the funnin' is done. Look, well that's good too, sugar. When I'm stretched and bare there, in bed or moving round the room, or in pre-dawn gloom when the clock is struck and the sun ain't even up and out, but I am hard, ready to spout. Touch, now you're getting good. So tell me, baby, what you would and what you want. I may be willing. Don't wait and see. Try a little harder. You just might convince me.
This is an amazing development, really, and it came about because of the unexpected blockbuster success of Viagra.
And he tried a lot of things and none of them worked, or very few of them worked.
So did you really resent it when you were young and every time he had a new scheme, you had a move?
Well,
by my linked or external style sheet, the result of which is that the text is now in the font face Verdana, and I have more space between my lines of text.
technique, with foreplay, with preferences for positions, and all kinds of stuff.
Let's just have a quick peek at the HTML source.
You know, they have them. They spent umpteen millions of dollars developing them, and they want to get their money's worth while the drugs are still under patent. So I think that's what they're doing, and the irony is, I think, that when they finally find some population that these drugs do work on, they'll get the drug approved, but then they'll start advertising the drug to the entire population of sexually dissatisfied women.
And we can see what's happening behind the scenes.
Side effects.
Mm.
The kinds of changes that you're talking about are far more long-term, far more structural.
Thomas, Mrs. Colvin. Customer service requesting a CNA on 202-227-0098.
One moment, please.
I believe that this election may turn out to be somewhat like the 1936 election, and I'll explain what I mean by that.
About 30 seconds, Gurudas. So you want to hold off?
It'll take a little longer, but we'll start.
All right.
In 1994, we had a lot of new Republicans elected to the House. A number of these people do have a sincere belief in the Constitution. Wall Street doesn't care who's in office in Washington as long as they maintain their power.
Right, let me hold you right there.
Good.
At the top here, I've got my linked style sheet, and then next, my embedded style sheets.
Great thing in the street seems any human nod, where move in strange democracy the million masks of God, the million masks of the Joker, because the Joker is the player. The trick player.
Swarm with rats. At least a dozen small boats are around them.
They got Molotov cocktails, Vic says.
The people in the boats can see them, too. Tracers fly around them from several directions. Hero can see muzzle flashes in at least three places. Fisheye opens up once, twice with reason, just firing short bursts of a few dozen rounds each, and produces one fireball, this one farther away from the yacht. It's been at least 5 seconds since Hero moved, so he checks this area for grappling hooks again and resumes his circuit around the edge of the yacht. This time it's clear. The two grease balls must have been working together. A Molotov cocktail arcs through the sky and impacts on the starboard side of the yacht, where it's not going to do much damage. Inside would be a lot worse. Fisheye uses reason to hose down the area from which the Molotov was thrown. But now that the side of the boat is all lit up from the flames, they draw more small arms fire. In that light, Hiro can see trickles of blood running down from the area where Vic ensconced himself. On the port side, he sees something long and narrow and low in the water, with the torso of a man rising.
Ultimately,
out of
the great trick on himself.
The man has long hair that falls down around
so
his
really,
shoulders.
So really, there can be no resentment about this. Nobody to blame, nobody
just
to turn around to in the end and say,
you
bastard, you did this to me.
The harpoon darts across 20 feet of open water. The million chip facets of its glass head refract the light and make it look like a meteor. It takes Fisheye in the back.
Far more complex to create. When somebody comes in and says, I'm having those troubles,
and comes all the way out the other side of his body, the impact lifts Fisheye into the air and throws him off the boat.
Mm-hmm. When a therapist says, well, what you have to do is completely restructure the world around you.
He lands face first in the water, already dead.
With how it gets started and who does what and when it ends and...
that was stretched out across the surface of the water as a snare for poor suckers like them. The yacht's engine is still straining, but the prop isn't moving. Something got wrapped around the shaft. There's no sign of Raven now. Maybe it was just a one-time contract hit on Fisheye. Maybe he didn't want to get tangled up in the spider web. Maybe he figured that once Reason was taken out, the grease balls would take care of the rest.
So on and so forth. And we find that by talking in that way, we're not talking about changing the world. You don't do that in therapy. I mean, you do that in other places, but not in the therapy setting. But just by talking about the sexual script, this can go a long way.
Mm-hmm. That we were no longer pursuing the strategic defense initiative. Now that...
Thirty-six hours. I don't believe we got rid of it in 36 hours.
Elliot's no longer at the controls. He's no longer even on the yacht. Hiro calls out his name, but there's no response. Not even thrashing in the water.
I think it's fair to say you underestimated the market, Derek. Right on. It's going to take us longer to count it than it did to sell it.
This sequence here is Johnny Depp looking as badass as it gets in any film ever. I mean, the white turtleneck leisure suit with the shades, with the matching boots. I mean, Mark Bridges really outdid himself in this one. And my wife, Amanda Shear-Demy, my music supervisor, putting Ramajam, Black Betty, in here was a stroke of brilliance. So this scene leads into our entry into the lovely country of Colombia, where we will soon meet Pablo Escobar.
The last thing he did was lean over the edge with a fire extinguisher, putting out the Molotov flame. When they were jerked to a halt, he must have tumbled overboard. They're a lot closer to the Enterprise than he had ever thought. They covered a lot of water during the fight, got closer in than they should have. In fact, Hiro's surrounded on all sides by the raft at this point. Meager flickering illumination is provided by the burning remains of the Molotov cocktail-carrying Zodiac, which have become tangled in the net around them. Hiro does not think it would be wise to take the yacht back out toward open water.
What's so great about dead people?
Well, I don't know. Let's have a look. Here, there's a plaque on this one.
What does it say?
Golga Frincham, Ark Fleet, Ship B, Hold 7, Telephone Sanitizer, Second Class, and a serial number.
because it's always you who are ultimately responsible. So, this prompter, you see, keeps the actor on the stage in touch with the green room. And so there are certain people in the world who might be a kind of a priesthood sometimes, although priesthoods are apt to become corrupt and square, but a kind of people in the know. There always has to be somebody around in the know. So that, as it were, the wheel of society and of existence, the wheel of the squirrel cage, the wheel of the rat race, can have an axle firmly planted.
It's a little too competitive there. It goes up forward. The suitcase that serves as Reason's power supply and ammo dump is open on the deck next to him. Its color monitor screen reading, "Sorry, a fatal system error occurred. Please reboot and try again."
And at the center, then, there have to be the far-in people. So this is the domain of jokers.
...micrograms apiece. Is that what I'm going to take?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps a little high from that grass.
Oh, that'll be all right.
It will be all right. Hey, can I use the television?
Yeah, well,
I got a spot on the afternoon movie.
Yeah, just pull the lower left-hand knob out. I'll be right back. Now, this right here is Thorazine. Don't worry, it's just in case you happen to go on a bad trip. This brings you back right away. Immediately. Okay?
Okay.
Clean up or flip out.
Hey, where's V?
Oh, she's away for the weekend, man. She's off with Wachowski and his kids. They went on some kind of a wild thing.
Boy, this place is really pulled together.
You can't expect me to let you go tripping in a messed up place, can you?
Huh? Can I do anything?
No, you can just relax.
Stand to be touched, and this is due to the immature sensory processing systems in the brain.
Then, as Hero's looking at it, it fritzes out completely and dies of a snow crash.
Linked style sheet, and then apply an embedded style sheet. If there are two styles that are the same, then the embedded style sheet style will cancel out the linked style.
Touch that most people would think is nice almost hurt. It was like an old...
had some contradictions in his life, you know. Good, but somebody was calling me the other day, and they were talking about how many slaves Jefferson had or didn't have, how he treated his slaves or whatnot. And then somebody's now run a survey on how many slaves were held by black slave owners in the United States. And they never get criticized either, because it was, you know, any number of people got into that when it was legal, and it became illegal.
Apple also, in the last quarter, apparently sold more computers than any single manufacturer. Of course, if you add up all the manufacturers of Windows-based computers, that number doesn't look as good. But Apple's biggest problem right now is selling all of, is making.
Then he would let them try things. And it was the same way with Barry Sonnenfeld in Get Shorty. The actors had to stay with the words as written.
Or devices such as optical switches using this technique.
In this instance, you can see that the copy style that comes from the link style uses the text color white. I've added a black highlighter bar to the block of text latest software, and because I did not change the highlight text color to another color, the text color that was set in the external style sheet remains intact.
That you be better than other people. Now, those who don't do better than other people, and there are some of those in the world, yes, that just don't do anything better than anybody else, they don't like what we're saying. They want to hear, no, 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 nobody does anything better than anybody else. I am not any less than you in the doingness. I'm no less than you spiritually, that's true. And I want to carry that over into the doing state to say that I'm not any less than you because of the doingness either. And therefore there are some strong, mediocre advocates of better than in doing and better than in being must be abolished. If I can't come to your level, I'll pull you down to mine. And look, my, how much I've grown. Excellence involves doing things better. To function with excellence, you are going to do things better than people who do not function with excellence. You are. But that you do it better does not make you be it better. Now that you know, and you can say, and it sounds good, you can memorize it and get it intellectually, you need to experience it in your gut. You need to know that in your soul. That just because I do this better than you, in no way implies that my spiritual evolution is more than yours. That I do this does not make, do this better does not make me be better. And it's the ego that is the being better. That you want to get rid of. It is the excellence that is doing better that you want to check. It's complicated to separate the two. Let's just be safe and throw them both out, hey? No. Simple answers aren't going to work. You live in a complex reality. That it's complex does not mean it has to be difficult, but but it does mean that it's not simple. Because it is complicated, because it might take some energy, because it might take some thought to separate the doing better and the being better, to throw the being better out and bust the ego and to accept the doing better as part of your excellence, because that's more complicated is not enough reason to throw it all out, to accept mediocrity as some sort of byproduct of spirituality.
Toss their case out of court on grounds of national security.
Now, having developed that side of the Joker, the person who sees through the social institutions as games, I went on in the second session to discuss another aspect of the Joker as the sly man. In comparison with the monk, the fakir, and the yogi, who undertake all those three, undertake in certain different ways disciplines which have the intent of releasing them from their karma. The individual, in other words, challenges his involvement, his attachments, his limitations, his finitude, and endeavors to overcome it. But in each of these three cases, the individual involved stirs up an immense opposition, because he serves notice upon the devil, or shall we say, upon his karmic creditors, that he is about to leave town.
So in essence, what this means is that you can have multiple style sheets applied to different portions of your web page. Remember that the external or linked style sheet has the least weight.
These machines, is there a God? And they all start up, and there's all those lights flashing and wheels turning and things like that.
Situated the vegetable garden with a fenced enclosure against the garage.
Great, and some plantings around the house
yes,
itself.
Yes, well, in the front we've just planted ground cover to keep a very low profile. Here we've proposed an herb garden and a flower garden with a southerly exposure and a water feature here to create noise and splash.
That is wonderful. Oh.
Thank you.
stuck here? I don't care. I have no audition on Monday, though. Fuck. I have no audition for a CBS pilot on Monday. I don't care about a pilot, though. I've done 12 films. I don't want to. Do I want to be on TV every week?
The wife is really worried about you. Do you know why she's worried about you? Yes, I know. So what do you think?
Spending all of my time masturbating, looking at images of pornography. I think she's worried because I think she's worried because she's worried that I may have distributed, because I have never ever intended to do anything like that.
Something, you know, wrong with you right now.
I think I have a sense that there's something wrong with me, but I didn't do anything wrong.
An embedded style sheet will always cancel out any styles.
I didn't do anything wrong.
We are very concerned about you. The presentation for what you're reporting, what we heard from before, it's highly suggested that, you know, there is maybe, you know, the presence of mental illness, you know, and particularly like a mood disorder. I don't know if you ever heard about, you know, many depressive, bipolar illness.
Universal in their applications, aren't they?
Well, we have really two main categories of nerves. Those nerves which, when excited, cause action, and those are called motor nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And the other set are sensory nerves.
Arcs of flags, lest they twist you around their fingers.
Could it be that you too will have the same death sentence as your red brother? To be shot by foreign and our own bullets, devouring like lead moth your silk? Goodbye, our red flag. In our naive childhood, we played red army, white army. We were born in a country that no longer exists. But in that Atlantis, we were alive. We were loved. You, our red flag, lay in a puddle in a flea market. Some hustler sell you for hard currency. Dollars, francs, yen. I didn't take the Tsar's Winter Palace. I didn't storm Hitler's Reichstag. I am not what you call a commie. But I caress the red flag and cry.
When we finally get into the clinical arena in dentistry,
our focus is really towards repairing teeth, replacing teeth, and so forth.
Filling
in a sense, we've become like mechanics. In our body, it flows through the meridians. It's medicine.
Now, this is a network, really, of nerves.
From a linked style sheet.
No, it's not a network of nerves. It's actually the pathways through which energy flows in our body.
Those nerves which, when excited, cause action, and those are called motor nerves.
As is the case with all things in the universe, all things in nature, our body is composed of energy. Energy has polarity to it, and it has a flow to it.
Set our sensory nerves. Now, as far as pain is concerned, we don't have any particular nerves that are labeled as pain nerves.
Nerves, when we had to pause for that short intermission.
In our body, it flows through the meridians.
And so all the creditors come rushing to the door. All his past sins catch up with him.
I like to sound a little more real, so how am I going to do that? How am I going to do that?
And the devil lays his temptations in the way all the more thoroughly, so that the sly man is the one who, when he is going to leave town, does so instantaneously without any prior announcement. And so in this way there is, shall we say, a cunning manner of becoming a Buddha.
A lot of people at ease, whether you're a proponent, supporter of the Star Wars initiative or not.
Are labeled with names that we commonly associate with the organs that we've come to understand through study of anatomy.
Yes, okay, so let's go back to our graphic here and continue to look at that. Can we get that back, the slide? Yes, hello.
One thing I would say,
but the inline style sheet will also cancel out any styles from an embedded style sheet or a linked stroke external style sheet as well.
Fascinating experience I had had in relation to this. See at the top, we see kidney bladder labeled on the upper front teeth. One of the patients that I had a fascinating experience with was a chiropractor who had come into me years ago. He had had a root canal treatment on an upper tooth. When I examined the x-ray of the tooth, I said, it didn't look like it was really well done. He said, well, you know, I didn't want to do anything about it right now. A couple of years later, he comes back into me. He was having problems with his ankle, and he had been going to all kinds of other health professionals trying to resolve the ankle problem. He said to me, Dave, now, do you think perhaps it could be related? I said, well, I know that this tooth is related to the acupuncture meridian of the kidney, which goes down through the ankle. And we know from study of applied kinesiology, which is a study that looks at the relation between the muscular system of the body and body function, that there are two muscles in the ankle that are very closely associated with kidney. So we actually tested the strength of those muscles, found them to be weak. As soon as we cleaned out the root canal and got rid of whatever toxic material had been left behind in that tooth, his ankle cleared up. And we resealed the root canal properly, and his ankle problem just disappeared.
bothered him since?
No.
My goodness. Okay.
And no, I've seen numerous occasions where I've seen these kinds of associations. Mm-hmm. Of the patient, we look at the patient's posture. We know that if someone has bad posture, mm-hmm. it's affecting the alignment of all of the musculoskeletal system. When we look at the bite in relation to that postural problem, we'll often see signs that the bite is not symmetrical, that the jaw position from front to back is not correct. Oftentimes, if we place fingers in the ear, many people will experience clicking from their jaw joint.
That's the jaw. That's
what
a sign
we call
of
the temporomandibular joint,
TMJ.
Or TMJ.
Yes, uh-huh.
And so we'll have many people who, even without having pain here, mm-hmm. are suffering from, not necessarily suffering, but having negative influences
symptoms.
On their health
mm-hmm.
that could lead to symptoms.
If there is a style that you've created in the external style sheet that does not conflict with any other styles you may have added using your embedded or inline styles, then that style will show through.
Beautiful white with red neuter.
He's a polydactyl. There you can see his extra toes.
And that is to become one instantly, without any preparation or warning whatsoever. This is why Zen is called the sudden school, and why Satori is a sudden awakening. Because it has to be done without the slightest warning. Now, but then I pointed out that the moment you have any idea about doing this, you've already ceased to be sudden. That is to say, the moment you seek for some spiritual attainment, which is becoming a Buddha, becoming awakened, becoming released, getting in there, you've already served notice upon your creditors.
Or memory units, etc. There are lots of possibilities for information storage and information processing.
Who said, if this constitution be picked away by piecemeal, it is gone as effectively as if a military despot had grasped it, trampled it underfoot, and scattered it to the winds.
Attorney Jonathan Turley says they will appeal.
Switch it around. It's unbelievable to me. And they wanted, the Republicans wanted to take away a free school lunch. No! We had to eat it, so did they. Nothing brings us more together as a people than sitting around that cafeteria looking at that plate of food going, do you know what this is? There is red stuff in my corn. Mexicali? That's not right. Festive? No, it's not festive. And the Republicans could finally win. They could win back the presidency. They can't even find a real candidate. They don't have anybody running. Lamar Alexander? That's what we need. Another Southern governor who plays a musical instrument. Is anybody home? Lamar Alexander, that, you know what it sounds like? The punchline to a joke. Or maybe not. Huh? His big idea is he wants Congress to be part-time. Oh, brilliant! They can't even do the job when they're there full-time. Pat Buchanan, he's not conservative enough. The Republicans are not conservative enough for him. I mean, who's he going to run with, Goebbels? He was running around on television with a gun over his head. He's running for president! He's not an extremist! He's got a gun over his head!
Part of cascading star sheets.
And when he laughs, he breathes in. You don't breathe in when you laugh, you expel. He wants to outlaw abortion. He wants to get rid of welfare, and I'm just waiting for him to bring back slavery.
Meine deutschen Volksgenossen und Volksgenossinnen. In einem Augenblick des Kriegsgeschehens, in dem, so möchte man glauben, noch einmal, vielleicht zum letzten Mal, alle Mächte des Hasses und der Zerstörung von Westen, Osten, Südosten und Süden gegen unsere Fronten anrennen, um sie zu durchbrechen und dem Reich den Todesstoß zu versetzen, drehte ich, wie immer noch seit 1933, am Vorabend des 20. April vor das deutsche Volk hin, um zu ihm vom Führer zu sprechen. Es gab in der Vergangenheit glückliche und unglückliche Stunden, in denen das geschah. Aber noch niemals standen die Dinge so wie heute auf des Messers Schneide. Musste das deutsche Volk unter so enormen Gefahren sein nacktes Leben verteidigen und das Reich in einer letzten Gewaltanstrengung den Schutz seines bedrohten Gefüges sicherstellen. Zeiten wie diese gibt es nur ganz selten in der Geschichte. Sie sind deshalb für die jeweils lebende und kämpfende Generation, die sie zu bestehen hat, ohne Vergleich und Beispiel. Historische Vorgänge ähnlichen Charakters und Umfangs verblassen in unserer Erinnerung unter dem Leid, das wir ertragen, unter den Sorgen, die uns fast zu erdrücken scheinen, und unter den quälenden Fragen nach unserer eigenen und der Zukunft unseres tapferen, schwer geprüften Volkes. Das ist nicht der Zeitpunkt, zum Geburtstag des Führers mit den sonst üblichen Worten zu sprechen oder ihm mit den traditionellen Glückwünschen aufzuwarten. Heute muss mehr gesagt werden, und zwar von einem, der sich darauf vor dem Führer und vor dem Volke ein Anrecht erworben hat. Ich glaube nicht überheblich zu sein, wenn ich mich auch unter dieser Voraussetzung zum Sprecher der Stunde mache. Ich stehe nun über 20 Jahre an der Seite des Führers, habe seinen und seiner Bewegung Aufstieg aus den kleinsten und unscheinbarsten Anfängen bis zur Machtübernahme mitgemacht, und nach meinen besten Kräften meinen eigenen Teil dazu beigesteuert.
The thing we try to emphasize here is don't lose sight of the big picture. And the big picture is that this is a combat unit. And that someday you may be called on to use all those skills. You've been developing. In an actual situation.
Okay, we're going to start going live now. And that what that means is you really have to concentrate on that muzzle discipline. We're going to slap you in the back of the ear every time we see a muzzle sweep somebody's head. I want to see slow movement.
These are test results. DNA from the claw nail we found.
matching exactly the DNA from the virus you believe is extraterrestrial.
That's the connection.
Which matches exactly DNA that was found in Gibson Praise.
Wait a minute, I don't understand. Are you saying that Gibson Praise is infected with the virus?
No. It's a part of his DNA. In fact, it's a part of all of our DNA. It's called a genetic remnant. It's inactive junk DNA, except in Gibson, it's turned on.
So if that were true, that would mean that Gibson is in some part extraterrestrial.
It would mean that all of us are.
A dead telephone sanitizer?
Best kind.
Well, what's he doing here?
Not a lot.
No, but I mean, why?
Budrink is preferred Coors Extra Gold in a taste test.
Think they're right. Looks like a better beer.
And guess what else?
What?
Coors Extra Gold.
So that somehow or other, you find that you have to do it without intending to do it. And that is a double bind, which you impose upon yourself when you say, I must find a way of doing this spontaneously. That's the old, old basic double bind. You must be spontaneous. You are commanded, or you command yourself to do something which is acceptable only if it happens spontaneously. Then you think about that and say, well, 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 what a fix that is.
Bin unentwegt in seiner Nähe gewesen, als das Reich durch die Fähremisse von 1933 bis 1939 einem unvorstellbaren sozialen, wirtschaftlichen und nationalen Aufschwung und einer nie gekannten Machtfülle entgegenführte, habe mit ihm erlebt, wie im September 1939 eine Hass- und Neiderfüllte Welt über ihn, sein aufblühendes Werk und über das deutsche Volk, dem vor allem es zum Segen und zum dauernden Glück gereichen sollte, sehr viel mit dem von Anfang an offen ausgesprochenen Ziel, es zu vernichten und das Reich in die Furchtbarkeit des 30-jährigen Krieges, ja in einen noch schlimmeren Zustand zurückzuwerfen.
Here am I saying, I must be surprised, and I'm going to lay plans to surprise myself.
That's very nice. You like to put the cunt and the tits that you understand, don't you?
Yes.
Of course, that's what you're here for, to get whipped. Sure.
BC. It's a channel. Might as well pump through it a little bit. Or did I say that backwards? I think I did. Of course, that's one of my favorite things. Thinking backwards and forwards at the same time. Fast. As fast as possible. Creates a hollow vortex. That's a comfortable place for me. Probably become more popular as people take the reins. So anything you can do in any media, you can do in any other, with any other variables being completely variable, canceling themselves out. Always a good place to be. Adam Newton, Massachusetts. Bay Colony kind of thing. Dark Night of the Soul culture kind of. Camouflage. Cultural overlay. They come and they go. Thin veneer. Some subgrouping of media cloud formation in sector R.
What a good girl. What nice marks on your tits, dear. That's lovely.
WZBC.org on the external energy meridian flow mapping. Unfortunately filled with a digital hollow vortex, and that's anything but, I'll tell you that. Needs to be replaced cleanly, simply, quietly during the night, out of time. Instantly everyone will creatively fill cascading backflow layers called memory. One of the most famous media for the present time place. You might say it's the left and the right hand of ultimate media, mediating the past and the future from us. That's what media is.
It's lovely. Yes. That's so. Yes. Look at that, guys. Look what we managed to get for videos. Look at those nice bruises. Look at that. Is that nice? Yes. Yes. Isn't that nice? Nice bruises. What a good girl.
Und stehe jetzt neben ihm, da das Schicksal ihn und sein Volk auf die letzte schwerste Probe stellt.
See how powerful this is?
Beginning of a movie star.
It's like an emotional roller coaster, man.
Men are going to make
a movie
star. You know? And do werden nur selten von der öffentlichen Meinung ihrer Zeit, insbesondere der ihrer Feinde.
Cut you off there, good doctor. Good Dr. Joseph. Is he the media king? I don't remember. Heavy into media, the Germans there. As they are today. Can swim a long distance underwater. See lots of diffracted light, and it's kind of like a LCD screen. Good place to be. Lots and lots of LCDs pouring down like manna from the heavens. For now, to really get into plasma sci-tech, the really cool tool usage, using time and space, past and future and all that stuff. All the good things.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Say, please buy my tape.
Please buy my tape.
See, I don't have a tape out yet. Just many chunks of digital structure. Sort of bypassed mass media there and went straight for infinite space. Infinite global saturation. Access to all points at all times. He's still here, man. We can go all over the place. Sort of like getting a massage. Or a nice, hot, Russian-style steam room experience. And then go dive into coldness. And then run up to the top of the mountain, buck naked, singing at the top of our lungs, German national songs through a megaphone, smearing unflavored kefir all over our hot, naked, cold bodies. I see it. I see it happening.
That's better.
WZBC right here. Might have shifted there a little bit. I don't know. We'll find each other there.
Of this year, American Airlines, as if more bad things can happen to American Airlines. American Airlines, the world's largest carrier.
Companies specifically exclude anything but the most minimal mental health coverage, and specifically exclude couple therapy. Mm-hmm. When I provide sex therapy or couple therapy, I actually have to pretend that I'm providing therapy to an individual. Mm-hmm. You know, and the individual fills out the form. So that's one way in which I think that women's interests are being suppressed, neglected, and ignored.
Deny
that women like to fuck.
to be seen and to see, but also he went to find subject matter. There are all these portraits of people, everyone looking so good with nice mouths and beautiful eyes, and they don't have any wrinkles and they have no warts. Andy was cleaning everything up for them.
They all paid. Nobody ever got a free portrait out of Andy. All those years, it was the portraits that financed all the other projects.
Andy Warhol is also a very good friend of mine.
Are you going to support Carter again?
Oh, yes, yeah.
What, over Kenny Kennedy, you'll support him?
I think it'd be great to do both.
Great. Tell about both, you mean?
Yeah.
The press loved him. I never knew why. He didn't talk much. He wasn't funny. He was sharp and bright. But he didn't sort of, you know, seek the press. They sought him. That's one of the secrets of celebrity. You've got to pretend you don't want it, and the press is annoying you. I never did that.
First place in the household cat competition
household
here in Boston.
Erst müssen sich die Nebel der furchtbaren Ereignisse, die sie zu meistern berufen sind, legen,
ehe
sich ihr Bild klar und unterfällt, wo der
Licht
und Nachwelt abzeichnen kann. Sie wirken aus der Zeit heraus, in der sie leben und schaffen,
where are we going to go? Who will win?
Zukunft.
And it is
the last to
go. First in show, Sir Lancelot of Forgotten Felines. Red, white,
bicolor.
First place.
And he's just taking it all in stride.
Sir Lancelot of Forgotten Felines. And here's Denise with our winner.
We're here in the winner's booth with Karen Thomas from Friskies and Robin Pulaski, the owner of the winner, Sir Lancelot, who came in best of best household cats here at the CFA Cat Show. Karen, what award are you giving here?
Well, Sir Lancelot, on behalf of Friskies, we'd like to award you the Friskies Household Cat Award, as well as a one-year supply of Friskies cat food. So congratulations, Sir Lancelot.
Robin, this is an exciting moment for you. You have to tell us what you think it is that makes your kitty so special.
He's just so lovable. He's very laid back, and he doesn't get stressed at all. So he's very easygoing kitty.
And he also has a very unique feature about him that you don't find in many cats.
You know, he's a polydactyl. He's got extra toes on the front and the back feet.
I understand he comes from a family of large-footed kitties.
Yes, all his siblings all have big feet.
Schicksale von Völkern und Staaten, Richtungen von ganzen Zivilisationen können daran hängen, dass ein außerordentlicher Mensch gewisse Seelenspannungen und Anstrengungen erster Range alles zusammen addieren, gewöhnlicher Köpfe und Gemüter nach der Zahl kann dieses nicht ersetzen.
So, by going through this, you discover, naturally, that can't be done. You can't surprise yourself on purpose. Yet that's what you have to do.
Just said, well, set them up, let's play. You know, I mean, I don't want to buy the game, but I'll spend some time with you, my friend. And that'll be quality time.
He probably didn't really want to play. Sorry.
No, I played with him. He beat me 2 out of 3, and there were no pieces, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, what I learned from that is that, you know, sometimes in this life, you know, you just have to play along, you know, because it's the right thing to do. Sometimes you just have to say, "Yes, it is your turn again," you know.
Yeah.
And then other times you have to say, "Hey, you know, quit following me, buddy," you know.
WZBC.org. If you're in a life raft with maybe another day or two to live in the South Pacific after a plane crash or a boat problem, But you have your new... high bandwidth portable internet device for receiving all media in real or better than real time. You could be listening to this particular frequency if you want. Not a bad thing. Could be fun. WZBC out of Newton. I'm in Newton right now, actually. At this point in time, maybe I'll start playing a tape of last week's show each succeeding week. So it'll be new and just be filtered through a concept. But an interesting one. That's nice, sleek lines and sort of a semi-comic curves and things.
This entire sequence was shot just south of Mexico City in a beautiful, beautiful city called Cuernavaca. And all these extras are absolute Mexicans. And first time in movies. These guys have never been in movies before, and they just look so authentic and so great. This sequence, I wanted to always keep these two guys in the same frame, because now it's the two of them are going to meet the one man.
About 10 minutes of that kind of thing, a voice comes forth and the voice says, "Now there is." Bought this wonderful machine, IBM machine, and it's there. And I'm rather an authority on God, so I identified the God, and it seems to be an Old Testament God with a lot of rules and no mercy.
Exactly like they say. You got to turn off your mind and relax, and then just float downstream. Okay? Yeah. beautiful, man.
Wow.
And he does not believe, as Bill was saying, he doesn't believe in evolution. He says he is not, he did not evolve from a monkey.
Messages. Will you continue and tell me if you feel these objects were linked to somehow the nervous system of the individuals in a way that they may or may not have been able to influence that person's activity and behavior and thoughts?
Precisely, and gentlemen, the biggest of them all eats the most electricity.
So what?
So I must follow the rat to find the cat before the rat eats the cat that's under the house that Jack built. Acme, how much, Jack, did this house host?
Horse corsets are yours.
Ah, you can't squeeze any sense out of that mimey. Juice. That's right, Chief. The more juice, the better.
Not in my country club.
This electrician is in more danger than he could possibly know. You see, each time the tube is used, he is drawn closer, ever closer, into the juicy jaws of fate.
Excuse me, everybody. I think I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, all this blarney's not putting anybody in jail. I'm going. Because we're going to get your electric thingamajig back if we have to drag every wobbly red to his feet and knock him back down the church steps.
Do your worst, Chief. Your future unemployment depends on it.
Stones,
if you're through playing a cat and rat with us, how do you intend to get a jump on the electrician?
Well, actually, I think I'll go jump in the lake.
Oh, no.
Oh, keep rolling, Stones. You can find it just a shot away. But, Doctor, my dear fellow, I've found him already.
He'll never find me.
There, you see, it worked. I knocked him out.
I am the electrician.
I know, baby. Where is
the radio? It's amazing. You can do it, too. All you need.
That's my tune.
And power and be yours.
Now, just a second. I want my tune back.
My personal message. Did Jonas go when the lights went out?
This is my house, and I don't.
Thank you.
wander through 100 years worth of forgotten books and dusty master's dissertations in the fields of history and folklore, through articles in defunct magazines, and amid brain-numbing stacks of town reports and ledgers. Wander through 100 years worth of forgotten books and... ...years worth of forgotten books and dusty master's dissertations in the fields of history and folklore. Through articles in defunct magazines, and amid brain-numbing stacks of town reports and ledgers.
How long would it take?
Well, it takes anywhere from now up until about 20 minutes.
Busted that chick Wendy's pie last night.
Well, the Wendy that lives over by you?
Nadine told me.
I was supposed to go over there.
Cops picked up a couple of boppers. They were sitting outside. I guess they must have found Wendy's stash.
You know what that means? We're now going to get all the police stories, right? Everybody's a Jesse James. Everybody got beat on by a policeman. Oh, wow.
Here, put it on.
When you want to. Now, what about all the stuff here?
Well, this is some music that I recorded.
Mm-hmm.
These are some poems. I thought that...
No, they're very good. It's just with the pictures here, I'm not sure that that's really what you'll get into, you know? Let me see if I point that at you.
Oh, right, yeah.
I tell you what, though. We'll keep this here and keep it all out, and if you want to get into it or you want me to take anything, just let me know and we'll go to it right away. But I think if we could start out very still and very quiet and...
I just flashed that chick Glenn.
I think it's a little too soon for that. It's possible. Over here and just lay down. Now put your feet up. Just relax. Let everything just run out of you. You can put the shade on.
I guess I'm more tense than I thought.
It's okay. Just relax. There's nothing to try and cool. You're bound to be nervous your first time.
And I think she really likes me as a student. We have a good time. And so anyhow, I'm taking guitar lessons too, and my ballet is still going really well, and I'm very much enjoying taking my ballet classes, and it's a really positive thing for me to do on a Saturday morning. Saturday's become my little art day. I go to ballet, and then I go have some tea and a bagel, and then I go take my guitar lesson, and then I may have a rehearsal in the afternoon, or I might study my lines or something. And I've been working on rehabilitating my leg. I think you knew that I'd injured my left gracilis, which is the muscle that goes from the side of your knee all the way up into your groin, and it runs along your inner thigh. It's a long, chunky muscle, and I had injured it, and it was very, very frustrating for me because I had just joined a gym, and I had just signed up for all these ballet classes, and I wasn't able to go, and I'd spent this money, and I'd felt like I was trying to reclaim who I was and express myself, and then I couldn't. And anyhow, my leg is doing much better, and I've been enjoying going to the gym. Just wear what I want and stretch how I want, and I just don't have eye contact with anybody while I'm there, which is kind of nice.
Ist für mich leider nur die lebendige Erinnerung an die traurigste Zeit meines Lebens. Doch heute noch kann diese Stadt nur trübe Gedanken in mir erwecken. 5 Jahre Elend und Jammer sind im Namen dieser verehrten Stadt für mich enthalten. 5 Jahre, in denen ich erst als Hilfsarbeiter, dann als kleiner Maler mir mein Brot verdienen musste. Ein wahrhaft kärgliches Brot, das doch nie langte, um auch nur den gewöhnlichen Hunger zu stillen. Und doch habe ich in dieser Zeit gelernt wie nie zuvor, außer meiner Baukunst, dem seltenen, vom Munde abgesparten Besuch der Oper, hatte ich als einzige Freude nur mehr Bücher. Ich las damals unendlich viel, und zwar gründlich. Was mir so an freier Zeit von meiner Arbeit übrig blieb, ging restlos für mein Studium auf. In wenigen Jahren schuf ich mir damit die Grundlagen eines Wissens, von denen ich auch heute noch zehre. Aber mehr noch als dieses. In dieser Zeit bildete sich mir ein Weltbild und eine Weltanschauung, die zum granitenen Fundament meines derzeitigen Handelns thank you.
fire for the first time. Slow. Walk slow.
The reason that we're looking for safety is this goes real quick. And it takes a lot of thinking. If a guy happens not to think, or he's worried about other things, he may sweep a guy's head with his muzzle, or his legs with a muzzle.
Clear right! Clear left! All clear!
All clear!
Coming out!
He swept his head bad.
What we're looking for is to make sure he's got good muzzle discipline, that the person's head in front of him is clear before he comes down on target, and as he sweeps, he's aware enough to where he doesn't sweep into another guy's weapon or another body.
Everybody ready to go?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's kill him.
This is a real thinking man's game because there's so many things to think about. Think about muzzle control, target discrimination, front sight focus. You want certain things to be involved here. Pulling the trigger, it has to be something that is sure. You have to know when you pull that trigger, because if you involuntarily pull the trigger without actually thinking, you end up shooting the wrong person.
Love ionization, by the way. We have a cat that just, they just revel in it because it's kind of rare that they're healthiest then.
Yes.
One other thing, too. Did you know when you stroke a cat, you pet a cat, you create negative ions, create a lot of them around the cat. And,
really?
Yeah, and that may be also invigorating to the cat because the cat's getting off, you know, as you stroke that cat, you're generating high amounts of negative ions.
Well, I sure didn't think these things would work the way they were presented, but I've got to tell you, I sure do notice a difference. I mean, even a difference in walking from the room that I don't have an ionizer in and farther over to the other end of the house where we do have one of the ionizers, I notice a difference right away. There's no question. It's just a real difference. It's not like the air is cooler. It's just like the air feels fresher, like I can breathe.
But that's basically what it does, and it creates that mountain kind of air, and it's very invigorating and fresher, much fresher, and feels much better.
Absolutely. It's terrific.
Well,
everything is beautiful in its own way. Yes, when it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
In the beginning, the earth was a shapeless, chaotic mass, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And God looked into that darkness, and he said, "Let there be Prozac."
up sunshine on a cloudy day.
Okay, it was in the middle of last Wednesday, and the darkness was actually across my agitated brain, and the chaos was strewn across my living room. And that's when the Lord said, by Lord, I mean a power greater than myself, which means, of course, having to have a job, which means never exhibiting too much joy or sorrow in public places. Now, it was this God of everyday insanity that said, let there be Prozac.
Sunshine.
And there was Prozac.
On my shoulder.
It was good.
Makes me happy.
And so it came to pass that I, too, cleaned my apartment. And it blossomed into Eden. And the corporate trees bloomed abundant with pharmaceutical fruit. And there was much rejoicing, for all common household stains and odors had been eliminated. Perhaps even the last tears had fallen, for all glasses that were removed from the dishwasher were now virtually spotless.
And though she is not really ill,
and in this new
there's
land,
a little yellow pill.
All dinner conversation was light and witty and non-confrontational, and no one cared when seating arrangements involved sitting next to the serpent, for he too is well medicated, though a flunky being paid in stock options at a startup company called TreeOfKnowledge.com.
I shouted out, "Who killed the Kennedys?" When after all, it was you and me. Pleased to meet you.
Satan no longer sinks before my medicine chest. While pharmaceutical evangelists read from their prescription scriptures that the signs above the gates of hell read, abandon your medication. But it is the damned that are happily medicated. Eternal damnation is not that bad if you're medicated in the right state of mind for it. Ask anyone who works 10 hours a day and then commutes 2 hours each way.
Outside the door, she took 4 more. What a drag it is.
A well-medicated Satan no longer sows discord.
Old.
In the corporation of Eden, for he knows a more loving and patient God when he sees one. For God, too, is well medicated, though the side effects may include dry mouth, blurred vision, and divine wrath. Satan no longer slithers away, humiliated by a second banishing, for hell is better than Club Med. The River Styx is now brimming with recreational boatings, and a marina with slot machines and riverboat gambling. Hell has casual Fridays
one
and time-sharing damnation.
And one pill makes you small, and the ones that Mother gives you don't do anything at all.
But why does my heart not feel it?
Go ask Alice.
It is not swept clean by the rising serotonin tide. Why do I at times wish to take to my bed and pull the sheets up over my head, despite all these rumors of impending paradise? It is because I do not wish to live in Teletubby land. I do not wish to dwell in the house of some creepy, infantile, totalitarian paradise that looks like the contents of baby Adolf Hitler's acid trip.
Who can take a rainbow, wrap it in the sky, soak it in the sun, and make a groovy lemon pie? The Candyman can.
All of my dreams are not inexorably intertwined with the things that I buy.
The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
I hear this voice in my head admonishing loudly at perfect dinner parties that I can no longer take these fraudulent niceties. My heart can take it no more. And this bloated bacchanal of self-satisfaction and greed, who speaks for the forsaken as soil and water evaporate like the contents of a crack pipe? Now who? Who would see that but the depressed? But what happens when the depressed are all jacked up on pharmaceutical cure-alls, living in a world where all is well? What happened to that voice that expounds, perhaps there can be another way? Because you see, if I could just find a thrift store suit that would never fray, a lime green gremlin that would never mechanically falter, a shotgun shack that would never splinter or crumble, then that would be enough. But finding that not possible, all I wish to find is a durable heart. And if that heart could swell with gratitude for these small necessities, then I would surely find heaven's flower blooming in my backyard. And I'll bet you it's there right now. And I would don my humility hat and my gratitude shoes and leave the house at a beatific noon. And if I should see your oceanic heart in sandcastle promises of eternal devotion, then that would be enough. And if we were to tour through the park and be greeted by 10,000 shades of April's green, each shade distinct, perhaps even idiosyncratic, maybe longing for singular attention, a moment's distinction in contrast from the pervasive canopy. Or if we were to simply happen upon one single tenacious weed sprouting from an unkept gutter, then that would be enough to see it standing, defiant, singular, rising its head in the chaotic world, not needing to be watered with Prozac, then that alone would surely be enough.
Wir haben nun allerdings eine Aufrüstung vollzogen, wie die Welt sie noch nicht gesehen hat.
Instead now we have armed to such an extent as the world has never before seen.
Through in 1947-48 had a tremendous destructive force. It seemed to eliminate many things on which painting had traditionally depended. No standard composition, even cubism depended not, though it obviously rejected the idea of imitation of the natural world, it still depended on a compositional relationship of opposing masses. There was something in the picture about balance and construction and structure. Pollock seemed to void all of that, to get that out of there.
So what about it? You come to a state of total paralysis. You're stuck.
We all thought you were dead.
No, still here. How are you, Bob?
And when people cheat you, I want you to go back and give them what they deserve, plus or minus two really swift kicks in the nuts. I find that if you grab a hold of their nuts before you kick them, you get a much firmer grasp. And you can also put them way down on the goal line, whether there is one or not. Right now. That also, that when you give them that swift kick in the nuts, make sure that they know why they got it. Repeat to them, it's one of the commandments, the 11 commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Now, one of the other commandments is, thou shalt not be a dickhead. Okay, that's the 11th commandment. That means no matter how much you learn, there always will be more. The reason I keep making up new things is because I keep finding new things, because I always think there's a better way. To me, that when I came up with a way to do phobias in a half an hour, then I thought, a half an hour? I have to sit here with this person for a half an hour? Right, and finally they tell me, they're afraid, they have to go inside and talk to themselves. Boring. Maybe we can just zip this thing undone and get it done faster. People can get a phobia faster than that. We should undo one faster than that. Oh, except all the people from the desensitization place said, oh, I'm sorry, Richard, it takes at least 6 months to undo a phobia. Brief therapy was 10 sessions. And this was lightning compared to what most people were doing. Some people had been in therapy with phobias for years. I had one that had the same fucking phobia and had been in treatment for 17 fucking years. That's at $100 a day, 4 days a week. That's a lot of fucking money. Right? And this psychiatrist brought the person to me. And I thought that was very innovative of them, because they did it because their colleague brought somebody. And they mostly wanted to see, they said, well, I wanted to see if it really could be done. So I looked at the woman and I said, so what is it you have a phobia of? And she said, well, I'm afraid to talk to strangers. And I said, stranger than what? And she, well, I said, you're talking to me. And she said, but I know, but I feel like I know you because I've read your book. And I said, well, what if I told you I didn't write my book? I saw the fear coming over her face. I said, never mind, I did write my book. Somebody else said they wrote it, but they lied to. Now, what I want you to do, ma'am, is I said, I want you to take all of the fear that you could have in the future, because you know where your future is. And she went, what? And I said, now, well, you know, if you think about 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, you look, and I watched her eyes move, and I said, it's like it's right out there. It's all over that way. I said, I want you to pull all of that right up there. And I said, when you get it right in front of your nose, I want you to push it way off into the distance and have it come up on the psychiatrist. Do it. And of course, he followed along. We can't exactly refer to him as being a rocket scientist, because I did it. He followed with her three times, right? And then, being the kind of guy he was, he looked at me and he said, I don't understand why she has to pull her fear and put it on my face. And I said, well, let me put it this way. And I swung open my office door and I pointed out into the courtyard out there and I said, pick somebody out here you don't know, someone who's a stranger, and go say hello. And he stood up and walked to the door. And as he walked out, his hands grasped the door on either side. And his knuckles got white, and he turned around with sweat pouring off of his face, and he went, I can't. She started laughing. She said, I know what you did, I know what you did. Because, see, she had read my book, he hadn't. She said, this is just like the person with the numb leg, and you made the psychiatrist have the numb leg. And I said, yeah. I said, but with one difference. And she said, what's that? I said, his fear is going to multiply every day he doesn't pay you $100.
California. face a very different world than young people did 35 years ago. You know, when I was a young activist, or in the 60s. And one sign, which I was to see several times, provided me a big clue. And it was a sign that carried by people, hand-painted, "Stop the criminalization of youth."
Can't predict what young people are going to do.
But what was essential for you was just the sheer freedom. I mean, you could be playful with animals and you could do...
The need for me was to individualize myself, to really find a way of making and doing and seeing in the way that other people hadn't done
before.
But was
this a judgment against painting for you?
It was a judgment against everybody, anybody and everybody who had come before. I think you have to be brash in that way, not to be a rebel for rebel's sake, but to understand that if you're really going to individualize yourself, you have to take yourself out of the set way of seeing. I also understood that it was student work. I also understood that it was experimental. I never thought of it, and I still don't think of that work as being art. But I understood at that time a great need for me to start experimenting in other materials. So when I came back to New York, there was a warehouse I lived downtown on Duane Street that was emptying out the rubber onto the street. I phoned the head of the company, and I moved in a couple of hundred tons of rubber into my loft with people in the neighborhood. And that...
A couple of...
Hundred tons...
Of rubber.
Of rubber into my loft. And that became my materials, like getting a grant, and started experimenting with rubber. Now...
He turned around and looked at me with death fear in his eyes. And I said, "That's right, and double that feeling. And double it again and think, gee whiz, if you can't fix somebody, then you shouldn't be taking their money." And I know that when he went to school, they didn't tell him how. But 17 years? Excuse me, if he didn't get it in the first 15, he couldn't notice that the next two he wasn't going to be helpful?
I think rubber has a certain flexibility. One of the first pieces I did is I took a sheet of rubber, maybe 3 feet wide, or foot and a half wide, 3 or 4 feet long, and lifted it up. And I called it two lift. Well, it was self-supporting. So it had an interior and exterior that was the same. Like,
yeah.
And what I did then is I wrote down a verb list to roll, yeah, to cut, to fold, to bend, to sever, to drop, to twist, to dapple, or whatever. And I started enacting those activities to roll or to twist or to hang or to prop in relation to materials, whether they be rubber, which then led me into lead because it had a certain flexibility, and that led me into then propping. And I took four lead sheets and I propped them up like a house of cards.
Your life is yours to create.
Real as anything else.
Let me see your identification.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Yes. Of course it is. Beating off, getting excited, watching you.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Yes. Guys are out there enjoying this, huh, Shabani?
Yes.
They're all beating off guineas.
Process almost take dominance over the product. And he seemed to give up on any notion of art fulfilling a plan. In fact, art seemed to be the result of a form of behavior.
It really seems, reading about you three guys, the three original founders of Apple, that it was very much a three-legged stool, that Apple would not have been the company it was without all three of you. If one of you had left prematurely or hadn't been there to begin with, the whole thing would have fallen apart, correct?
There were actually about five of us that, for the first few years, I just looked back after those 3 years and said, we were lucky. We had all the right people to fill almost every... all the problems that needed filling, and any one of the five of us hadn't been there, it would have been a problem.
I didn't realize there was that many people involved.
Well, Mike Scott, you know, was our company president from the day we started until as a corporation until we went public. I mean, that was a pretty big deal. You don't hear of him too often.
Mm-hmm.
And Rod Holt was always ready to come through with the, you know, types of engineering I couldn't do.
It's unforgiving,
isn't it? You catch you picking up sticks on Saturday and you're out, that's all.
But isn't it possible to develop toward the computer you're wrestling with at this very moment? Isn't it possible to develop the same kind of attitude of the Pawnee chieftain who said that in the legends of his people, all things speak of Tarawa, all things speak of God? It wasn't a special privileged revelation. God is everywhere in his works, including the computer.
Well, indeed so. I mean, the miracle of what happens on that screen, you know, with have you ever looked inside one of those things?
No.
You can't believe it. It's a whole hierarchy of angels, all on slats.
One thing that is terribly important to be done can't be done.
That touches on the strategy of gradualism, which is one of the greatest vehicles Wall Street has used. Gradually take away our rights, gradually shift all power to the central government that the large corporations control.
That's right.
If they tried to do that suddenly or too rapidly, then they would obviously fail.
Yes.
But
that opened up into happenings, into performance art.
Cool. Well, I like to do it if the girls like to do it. You know, I don't do it just to do it, but if the girls like it, I like to do it.
It was a ton of lead, and I was on the sixth floor. I was a little worried if it collapsed, it was going to go through the building. And that led me into then propping. Took four lead sheets and I propped them up like a house of cards.
So we could consider that, huh?
Let's, yeah, definitely.
Are you doing anything for work now, or what do you do?
I just go to school right now. I go to college.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a part-time job for you?
Part-time job, yep. To make some quick money.
Quick money?
Yep.
Short time?
Maybe long term. I'm not sure yet.
But you do like sex, huh?
Oh, of course.
Well, that helps.
Definitely.
Go have some fun. Make some good quick money and
exactly.
Go back to school.
Exactly.
Happens a lot, man.
Yep.
We're always happy to help ladies pay for their tuition. No problem.
And, I feel like I'm holding on to my power as far as being noticed by men or something, that I'm not engaging in it, and I'm also not getting all pissed off about it. I'm just ignoring it and focusing on what I'm doing there. And so that... la 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 la. I'm just being a blabbermouth this morning. I have so much extra energy. I've been having trouble sleeping at night. I'm so excited about the play, but I'm also nervous as hell.
Room that's no bigger than, you know, what, 10 foot by 10 foot in most cases, and you got four guys in there shooting right next to you.
Something? Major?
Got it.
Let me see that. What are you doing in Brooklyn?
Calm down.
We can get a unit.
Wait.
What's going on, Major?
Son of a bitch, wired together 50 phones.
What?
Everybody in Brooklyn's talking to each other.
That I'm always curious about is I've often heard, and I've actually told people this, and tell me if it's true, that you were the last person to design a computer completely on his own, the Apple II. Is that true?
Well, before the Apple days, before those days, nobody could really design a computer on their own because they were so huge and, you know, built out of tubes and transistors and so many parts. Then for a real brief period of time, one person could design a computer. And I designed a couple computers and a lot of peripherals and all that stuff, but that was because I didn't want to ever be a businessman either. Even when we started Apple, I just kept designing because I was going to be an engineer for life. And then I also wrote a lot, all the software. The basic operating, you know, mini operating system software and the basic and stuff like that, and a lot of apps to show it off. So I kind of covered that whole area. And so one person could even do a multidisciplinary task, which gave me huge advantages. I could design a floppy disk a certain way, but if I laid out the PC board, I could change the design to help the PC board have fewer holes going through.
Mm-hmm.
By adding game features to a machine, I could also modify the programming language to have commands for it. It was like a real one-person job, so efficient because I scattered over so many different disciplines. That day went away because as soon as money got attached to the whole business, now computers were so valuable, boy, you don't risk anything. You just hire the best engineers and the best team and the managers and overpay them. And, you know, it's a large, large project with dozens of people to turn out a computer platform after that time. There may have, certainly there had to be people who designed complete computers based on microprocessors after I did, but probably none that were successful products.
The 20th anniversary of the IBM PC was celebrated a few months ago, I think last month. Did you take note of that, and were you, as the Mac community was, slightly miffed that Apple's role in that was sort of thrown to the wayside?
I didn't take part. I was invited in a number of places to take part, and I didn't, and it was due to my own time. And I was a little bit miffed. I did almost no interviews regarding it, because of the fact that that really wasn't the, you know, what kicked off computers in person's lives, in the home and in business, small computers that sit in front of you. It was really the Apple II, which had been, after the, you know, the, let's say the IBM PC was introduced in 1980, maybe. Well, until 1983, the Apple II was still the largest selling computer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So how could they claim they, I mean, they just came in second and took it over with marketing.
Yeah.
How old are you?
18.
Mm-hmm.
It has to happen. It really does if you're earnest about this. You want to get out of the trap. But you can't do anything about it, either actively or passively.
And may the force be with you.
But then as you begin to see what you are doing all the time, you notice a very odd fact, which is that you can't help being spontaneous. If I say to you, good morning, and you say good morning, what is that? Did you plan this answer? Did you make preparations to grow your hair? Do you make decisions about having blue eyes? You see, about breathing? Is this all planned? About beating your heart?
Put your head up.
In the prelude to the Gulf War, it was easy to think that Iraq had only just been invented, that there was nothing much to say about it as a country, that there was nothing much there to bomb. In fact, the history being arranged for us was played out in the land where all written history began. For whilst Europe was populated with Stone Age tribes, the people of Mesopotamia were living in towns, and those towns had libraries. The city of Babylon flourished for 2,000 years, changing hands as rival empires fought over trade routes, riches, land. It was here a legal code was written, that the strong might not oppress the weak. 20 centuries before the birth of Christ, these laws had distinguished justice from revenge. Centuries later, another great city was built, capital of the Arab Empire and its new religion, Islam. Rhymed poetry, geometry, our number system, all come from Baghdad. Here, in Europe's Dark Age, Arab scholars calculated the circumference of the earth. 6 centuries later, the church conceded it was not flat. The Crusades launched against Islam did not reach Baghdad. By the time the Europeans came, the Christian nations had colonized the globe. Who, the Africans asked, has not seen the simpering gray men with their flags? In World War I, the Ottoman Empire was defeated and the Allies moved in. With a League of Nations...